Yep. It's epic, but you can't play just part one. You have to play all three parts. Otherwise, I'll just leave this game. You can't do it. You cannot edit American Pie. You cannot edit Evie. Are you with me? 133353 is the telephone number. Trevor Long, tech expert from EFTM, Everything for the Man. Are you with me? You can't edit.
Mate, American Pie, for example, mate, I've heard that, you know, they call them a radio edit where there's like a whole verse missing. You're kidding.
It's dreadful. It's dreadful. I mean, seriously. Just
that's the day music died.
The day the music died was when they cut American Pie in half.
That's so what Don McLean was thinking. I'm going to make a 7-minute song here, and if they cut the thing, that's the day music
that's the
died.
Day the music died. Trevor Long, I know you're an Elon Musk fan. He's the gift that keeps giving, or is he? He said the other day during a Barefoot interview, he's a strange character, this cat, but he said he intends to have people on Mars by 2026, which is before 2033, which was NASA's plan. He says, going to Mars reads like that advert for Shackleton going to the Antarctic. You know it's dangerous. It's uncomfortable. You might not come back alive, but it'll be a glorious adventure. Trevor, would you go to Mars if there was no gold play to guarantee you'd get back?
Or get there, frankly.
Or get there.
Mate, I'm out. Send me a postcard and hopefully the postman gets back. But nah, look, I'm yet to be convinced why. I mean, I know there's a lot of climate drama that people go on about, but I don't think it's actually going to destroy this planet. So I'm not sure why we're inhabiting another place. But if there are things there that can enhance human life, so materials or discoveries that can, you know, be used in medicine or something, then yes, let's go. Let's do it. And some people will be willing to essentially sacrifice themselves, because will you get back? Unlikely. Like, I don't know that they're going to make it return trips possible for another 20, 30, 40 years. So, yeah, let's just watch and see. Let the astronauts and the innovators of the world be the first on the planet.
Elon Musk is going to be on Saturday Night Live, I understand, soon.
Well, he is a joke, so that helps.
You love him. You love him.
Oh, look, I have a love-hate relationship with the concept of Elon Musk, because I love the fact that we have someone in the world, on the planet right now, that is pushing the boundaries. You know, I do think we will look back in 50 years on Elon Musk in not the exact same way as we do Einstein, but in a similar way. He'll be a figure that did things that will stand for decades. But he's also just a complete and utter loose cannon.
Yeah, but he's a very rich loose cannon, so he creates a lot of attention. Trevor Long from EFTM joins us. Trevor, I had a manager from an Aldi store in Adelaide ring me this morning. We're talking about all the wonderful things that Aldi sell besides groceries. And I was telling them the story where I noticed at my local shopping centre, Aldi doesn't open until 9. And at 7:30 one Saturday morning, this queue, this massive queue was forming, and everybody had a trolley. They were lining up outside Aldi. And apparently they were selling a huge big screen TV for $799, something you'd normally pay $3,000 for at a JB if it was a big brand. Trevor, would you, as a tech expert, buy a large screen TV from Aldi?
No, I get given those things.
It's only a rot.
The better question, if you're not in it, the better question is, would I have one in my home? And the answer is yes. Absolutely. And I've spoken about this many, many times. I have reviewed probably 10 or 15 Born brand, which is the Aldi brand, TVs. They're excellent if you know what you're getting into. If you're expecting LG OLED $4,000 quality, then no, you're mad. That's not going to happen. But if you put a 4K input into a 4K Aldi TV, you get beautiful picture. It's fantastic. If you're expecting it to be super smart, no, it's not. But if you plug a Chromecast with Google TV, a $100 item into this TV, you turn it into the smartest TV on the planet. The only negative about those TVs, most likely technically, is what we call the refresh rate, which is how quickly the picture changes in front of your eyes. Honestly, 90% of people wouldn't notice the difference. The other 10%, bad luck, folks. You have to pay more. But no, mate, I love them. I think they're fantastic value.
This is Trevor Long from EFTM, Everything for the Man. Trevor, you recently spoke with Daniel Ricciardo. It's on your, if you go into EFTM, you can see it there. It's also on YouTube. One of your heroes. I know you're a Formula fan.
Oh, mate, absolutely. I love Formula One. I'm a bit of a love-hate relationship with it at the moment, again, because it's not all that exciting at times. But I've spoken to Daniel a couple of times before, and what I found fascinating this year was they're trying to fit 23 races into the calendar this year, but one of the race before Australia is in Brazil. And so I asked him whether or not he thought that race could actually go ahead.
Yeah, it's like logistically alone, it is, you're kind of swapping one end of the globe to the other. So that's, I think, call it a challenge in itself. I am aware of Brazil currently is not in a good place with COVID. I think if we were scheduled to go there this weekend, then yeah, I'm pretty convinced it would be up in the air. I don't think we would be, let's say, all in. I think it's for now they're kind of on the hope that by then things settle down. But if it's still as it is, then that race could potentially be obviously in question.
So I know they're obviously keen on 23 this year. A bit like last year, I'm sure there are maybe some
circuits, call it, that could fill some gaps if some are lost. So we'll see. Maybe a doubleheader in Australia.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I'm thinking, why not? Why can't we take the reins and just go doubleheader? What would you do? Because doubleheader in Bahrain and Sakhir, same track, different kind of layout. Could you do anything in Melbourne to make it a bit different week to week?
Reverse. Go the opposite way. Clockwise and anti-clockwise.
There you go.
Mate, what an idea. What a genius. So
what is he saying?
Happened last year, at the end of the year, they had two races at the same track, but this track had kind of alternate corners they could use. So he's saying, one week we run Albert Park, Melbourne, the way we normally do, and the next week, just go backwards. Just turn around and go the other way.
I mean, he's saying, like, Mount Panorama, you normally go anti-clockwise. Have another race where you go clockwise.
Conrod Straight. Imagine you went up Conrod Straight and, you know, the first turn was Murray's Corner. The second turn was Caltex Chase. It's just, you know, it's a crazy idea. And frankly, it can't happen because of the way the track's built and runoff areas and stuff. But what it raises is the idea that the Formula One can come here and do more than one race, even if they go to Adelaide and the Bend Motorsport Park, different places. We're COVID free, so let's be the sporting capital of the world.
Trevor Long is with us. Last question before I leave you. We're talking about pocket money. This has got nothing to do with tech. We're talking about kids and pocket money this morning. You have children. Do you give them pocket money? Do they earn it?
At this point, what we do is we just give them the return and earn, where they collect the cans and bottles from the house and they get the money.
That's it. That's all they get. Okay, not a bad idea. Recycle, return and earn. My niece returns our beer cans. We have to...
Gee, she'd be rolling in it.
We have to ration them. We have to hide half of them because exactly. Always drink responsibly, folks. Trevor, have a great day. EFTM, cheers, everything buddy. For the man. Good chat, mate. When do we see you? You see you on Channel 9 today?
I'll be on 10:30 this morning.
10:30 this morning on Channel 9. There he is. Mr. Tech, Trevor Long. This is the Night Shift on Triple.